RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Pickens is split wide to the right on 3rd and 11. Blitz look, four-man rush. Prescott a deep drop. Flag is down. Deep ball to the middle of the field. Caught Turpin. Running away. Turpin. There's a flag down. Turpin in the end zone. Touchdown, Turpin. He outran everybody. 86 yards.
Gotta love it, man. Sports Radio, 92.9 a game. It's the Midday Show. My name is not Andy, but that is Randy. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us so much. I was making fun of it off the top because Andy always welcomes y'all in at 11 o'clock. He says, good morning.
Yeah.
And I get so mad in the car. Whenever if I'm in the car, whenever y'all hit the airways, and I love y'all's show. Y'all's show straight up always been my favorite show on this
station. Thank you.
For as long as I can remember. And I tell people that all the time. They're like, man, I love y'all's show. I'm like, yeah, I like Andy and Randy, but it's all good. I appreciate it. No, but every time he says good morning, I text him. I'm like, hey. I've been up for 8 hours, big dog.
Dude, what time do you usually get up coming in?
Man, my first alarm goes off at 3:50. I'm a multiple alarm kind of guy.
Hell no.
Multiple alarm kind of guy. And I'm a morning person, bro. I absolutely love it.
Right.
I love driving down here with nobody on the road. I love hitting that nice, piping hot cup of coffee on the way in.
Yeah.
I love settling down to hit the laptop at, 5 a.m. whenever I get here. But when I get off, there is that, 25-minute ride home where all of a sudden my eyes get, woof, boy, them eyes get heavy.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
Anyways, appreciate you guys listening. Merry Christmas. Merry return day to anybody out there standing in line. Hopefully you'll put us on the Odyssey app and the AirPods, whatever. Hopefully you got some new AirPods like Randy's wife
did. Yeah, man. Yeah, dog. I mean, because I'm so old school. They got the new ones, the little small ones. I got those. But I was happy because, I'm not one, because I still got this phone. I got an SE that my kids and everybody pick at me about because it's small. My kids, they pick at me.
It ain't even as bad as Andy's because Andy's is smaller than
exactly.
That.
Exactly. And so they pick at me about that. So I just was randomly, I don't know where I was at, and I saw somebody's Apple Watch. I was like, damn, that's a nice watch. And I looked at him like, mine, I was like, why is mine like look like that? And so I had the original.
You got the OG.
The original one.
Yeah.
And so I never paid no more attention to it. And so
yours is square.
And so yesterday they got me. That's what I got for Christmas. My family got me the new Apple Watch.
Bet.
And I put it up to my old watch. I was like, you see the damn difference.
That's really,
so exciting.
And we'll talk about NFL in just a second. That's really a dangerous thing, I think, if you're a family member buy somebody a watch. Because,
time running out and all that stuff.
Bro, my wife brought me this watch. She bought me this, 5 years ago. It's a Garmin. I had an Apple Watch. She bought me a Garmin. I was like, I'm kind of – my Apple Watch needed to be updated, whatever. I had an OG. And she bought me a Garmin. She was like, I just thought you'd like a Garmin. It took me, bro, a solid year. I'm not going
to
lie. And I finally told him – I finally told her a year after that. I was like, yeah, for the first year, I ain't want to wear it. I ain't going to lie. Man, why you going to – I messed up my whole day. I don't even know where the clock is. Got to change the interface.
Is that the whole shoes thing, buying woman shoes?
Yeah, you don't – yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of is.
Yeah,
kind
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's like your little partner down on your wrist. I need all the information.
Old person tell. They'll walk out your life. Don't buy the woman no shoes. All right, man.
Well, my wife, man, she fits every category with that. She's like, don't buy me no shoes. I don't need nothing. She don't want me to color coordinate anything that has to do with her.
Oh, don't do that. No, leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Leave that alone. Did have some NFL games yesterday. Did see Broncos Chiefs. Chiefs really played a nice brand of football, even though passing yards were hard to come by for a Ludican. The quarterback yesterday.
He's awful.
There was a big deal kind of made. I don't know if you saw it. Travis Kelce, like, walking on field. Cameras kind of followed him. It's like, it's like Joe Namath going down the huddle after the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole big deal.
Yeah, man. I mean, you'll never find a bigger Travis Kelce fan than me. I love his game. I think he's one of the best to ever play the position.
Love it.
But I've watched him the last couple of years, and it just hasn't been Kelce. And I think he's in a position now. Whenever you see an athlete take that long to leave the field, you kind of know, you kind of know what time it is.
Yeah.
And so I would not be surprised if this was his final year, and it sucked that he had to go out this way. But, yeah, I mean, the one thing about Kelce's do, because Kelce dominated games.
Yeah, he did.
Dominated games. And it just got to a point where you just didn't see that anymore. And, you know, every athlete comes to grips with that you know, that's not me.
He did an interview yesterday before the game with Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really good and really well done because, obviously, I was, you know, with the Falcons at the end of Tony's career. Their game's obviously different, but I was curious to hear that from your perspective because Travis doesn't have the and it's not explosiveness. It's the twitchiness. Yes. Like, he doesn't have the twitch that he once had, a few years back. And the separation's not there because of that. And so watching him, I'm with you. I feel that way about Trent Williams, the left tackle from 49ers.
I can see that.
You know what I mean? Like, when I look at Lyman, I'm like, bro,
that
dude,
he was a bad dude.
For a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's quite up to the level that that you would expect from him. I mean, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame in my book. So that was interesting, too. But, yeah, the Broncos get the win over the Chiefs yesterday.
How good do you think the Broncos are?
I think they're an elite defense with a really good offensive coach.
Yes, I agree. Okay, because Bo Nix was all right yesterday.
Yeah, and that's how I feel.
It was all right.
I thought the quote from Sean Payton they showed yesterday on a broadcast this game was really good. He said, with Drew, if a game's coming down to one play, with Drew Brees, I'm calling timeout. We're setting it up. I'm going to let Drew operate at an elite level.
Right.
He said, with Bo Nix, I ain't calling no timeout. I'm going to let Bo Nix go out and do what Bo Nix does and try to make magic happen.
Right.
And if he does, he does. And if he doesn't,
we're screwed.
And I was like, I can see that. Like, I can absolutely respect everything Sean Payton is saying right there. So, I thought as far as play callers go, one of the most elite matchups you could possibly have between play callers yesterday with Sean Payton and Andy Reid on the field. The Broncos get the better at that one with the Chiefs. Lions and Vikings yesterday. Vikings come out 23-10 with Max Brosmer. But I just mentioned the struggle with Aluticon in the passing game for the Chiefs. Max Brosmer from the Vikings, 51 yards passing, complete blank show when it comes to offense for them. But you mentioned earlier the Lions with all the turnovers. I think it was six turnovers.
Yes.
They haven't had a turnover in the 4 weeks leading up to the game yesterday, and I think they ended up with six turnovers yesterday. I don't know what to make of them if you're a Lions fan.
I mean, the thing with the Lions is, and you mentioned in the last segment, you know, that they didn't – I'm sure they thought they had a replacement for those coordinators because I'm pretty sure that Dan knew that those guys were going to leave.
Yeah.
You know, and so the coordinators, then when they're injured, they are the most snake-bitten team.
Yeah.
When you talk about Brian Branch and those guys, they don't have an edge rusher opposite of Hutch. The offensive line, I know it's their staple, but they didn't play well this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were talking about left tackle and all that. I said, well, you got Penny Sewell. Why don't you – he's a move over there.
Yeah. You remember, did you – what was that? 5, 6, 7 weeks ago, they tried to bring back Frank Ragnow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he couldn't pass the
pistol
and all this stuff going on. It reminded me of a story I've told before on the air about Brett Romberg, was our backup center for a long time for Tom Clark. You know Brett? Dude, he is so funny.
That dude
is so funny. He's something else.
Man. Yeah, he is, dude. I've never seen a more fat dude just like that would just be naked all the time.
Bro, just like a calendar model at all times. Just a calendar model at all times.
All day.
So Romberg, man, was gone from Atlanta for like a year and a half. And then
I remember.
Suddenly, I can't remember who it was. Maybe Peter Kahn's or somebody goes down with an ACL, and they call Romberg back. Like him and Dimitrov were kind of buddies, and Dimitrov calls him back. He's like, "Hey, man, what you weigh?" And Romberg's like, 285.
Yeah, okay.
Bro. When I tell you this, man, he shows up. I think he had just got done vomiting because he just had to do his weight in. So he shows up in the locker room, bro. He's like sick. He's like, I pounded like 8 tuna fish sandwiches on the way to the airport.
Right.
Bro, I ate like 3 hoagies when I got off the plane.
Because Romberg's at 270?
Bro, at best. I mean, soaking wet.
Yeah.
It was 270
like 270?
Pounds at the height of his career. When's the Remington probably at 270?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I always think about that kind of story. I think of Frank Ragnow, like, didn't pass his physical. I'm like, could have been anything.
But the thing with the Detroit is like, Dan needs to go back to doing what Dan does, being the head coach.
Yes.
He's got to find him a play caller and everything like that. And when you look at the Vikings, Brian Flores, just, he coordinated his ass off yesterday.
Jesse.
I mean, God, just so every – I mean – Like, he didn't give Jared Goff any time. And for the, like, your season's on the line, and you have five turnovers, six total as a team. But, yeah, I think the thing with Minnesota, you got to figure out what to do with the quarterback. Is Justin Jefferson want to stay?
It's rough.
It's rough up there, but I take my hat off to Brian Flo because I know Flo's he's going to get some more head coaching interviews. Don't know if he's going to get a job or something, but he should have been a damn head coach.
Dude, and he's the swaggiest dude out there.
Flo should have been a head coach.
I look at Aaron Glenn and Brian Flo. I'm like, y'all got so much swag. Got a little bit of crooked flat bill with a vest on.
Oh, dude.
I'm like, man, y'all doing this thing.
I like that look.
I appreciate it all day, every day. Cowboys, Commanders. Cowboys come out 30-23. These two teams both dead in the water right now. I don't know what Dan Quinn is. I don't know what Dan Quinn will be. I don't know, man. I said last year that I thought Jaden Daniels, as good as they were, Jaden Daniels rescued them from a lot of bad decisions.
I agree.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And all of a sudden, Cliff Kingsbury doesn't look quite as cool.
Yep.
Dan Quinn doesn't look quite as cool.
Yep.
That's a team that's dealing with a situation as far as their quarterback goes. They're gonna have to make some decisions. Man, there's a bunch of teams like that in the NFL.
Yeah, I think the one thing with Washington, the first thing they do, they gotta get younger on defense. We understand that. I appreciate what he tried to do with bringing Wags and those guys in. Obviously, culture type guys.
Got rid of Jonathan.
And they gotta do that. But the biggest thing, their biggest issue, and you said it, they lost their quarterback. And you can't. This kid is so dynamic. He, like you said, he makes up for bad. And not to have him this year was a big damn deal for him. That's why I think if you look at the Washington brass and, they look at it from a standpoint of, okay, Marcus Mariota, he's a backup for a reason, know. And he would have him in there, but then he would do Marcus Mariota things.
Exactly.
He'd get interception.
We saw it right here.
Or fumble. Exactly. And
we
so if you're Washington, you got to just retool like that. And the biggest thing is his health. I think when you look at the Cowboys, whatever they can do defensively, they got to do.
You got to do it.
They got to do it. Because I'm talking about that Debo. Like, for
man,
like he just ran bland and knocked bland helmet off and all that. They're so bad defensively. And then you got
it's like they got names, but not really dogs.
You know what I mean? Like, Diggs, and I love bland. I think bland can play just coming off the injury.
I'm a big fan
and then
of Diggs.
I know that's your people, but
I know. I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. What's trending been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. When we come back, we're going to talk to Roddy Nabulsi, from UJSports.com. I was going to ask you real quick. Can you think of the biggest game from your college career?
Oh, Hobnail.
Hobnail boot game.
Mm-hmm.
Come
definitely.
On, boy. That's
definitely.
What I'm talking about.
Definitely.
We'll talk to Roddy Nabulsi on the other side about that Sugar Bowl coming up between Ole Miss and Georgia. Stick with us. It's the Midday Show. Mike Johnson, Randy McMichael, Sports Radio 92 on the game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.